Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Bava Metzia, Parak Gemul, Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bishchos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Defayin Receiving Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Yud Aleph tells us Hamavkin Ma'aseh is a Shulchani. A person deposited money with a Shulchani. A Shulchani is a money changer, and this guy deposited money with a Shulchani just for safekeeping. Now the thing is, since a Shulchani deals with money all day, and often he needs money to be able to change for people, there's a tzad that he's able to use this money that was deposited by him. Obviously, he's going to return the same amount to the person who gave it to him. But the question is, may he use these coins themselves? And the answer is imtsurin. If they're bound up, if they have some sort of simen and they're tied up, lo yishtamish ben, he's not allowed to use them, because then it's obvious that the guy who gave them to him doesn't want them being used. Lefikach, therefore, if they get lost, he's not responsible for that, because it's just a shemir chinam and he's potter for things like this. However, mutarin, if they're unbound, if they're untied and they have no simen on them, yishtamish bahen, so he is allowed to use them. And alfikach, that means if they get lost, he's chayiv, because like he's a shayil, a borrower. Now it's a baal bayis. Let's say this money was deposited with just a regular baal bayis. You drop money off at your neighbor's house to watch for you. Bein tsurin, bein mutarin, whether they're bound up, whether they have some sort of simon, or they're totally loose, lo yishtamish bahen, the baal bayis is not allowed to use them. Because since he's just a baal bayis, a regular guy, it's obvious that they were given to him just for safekeeping and they can't be used for anything. Lefikach, therefore, avdu einichai b'chiyuson, if they're lost, he's not responsible for them. And here we have machlekes, chen v'ni k'baal bayis, tiv Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that if money was given to a chen v'ni, a regular storekeeper, he's just like a baal bayis and he's not allowed to use them. Or as Rabbi Yehuda Amri, he tells us, chen v'ni k'shulchani, a storekeeper is like a money changer. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Beis, now we're going to talk about this concept called Shaleach Yad B'Kadayin. This is when a Shomer basically steals the thing that he's watching. So now he's not considered a regular Shomer anymore, he's considered a Ganiv. And here we have a number of cases. HaShaleach Yad B'Kadayin, a person was actually Shaleach Yad, he actually stole this B'Kadayin, he used it. Beishameh and Beishameh says, Yilke B'Chaser B'Yaser, literally this means we strike him with less and more. This has to do with if the item went up or down in value, not because of the market, but because of the thing itself. For example, the guy was given a sheep to watch, and this sheep was full of wool when he received it, then he was Shaleach Yad, and later on, all the wool was cut off. Now, even though technically he doesn't have to pay for that loss of wool, he really only has to pay for the value a sheep is when it has wool on it, but he doesn't have to pay for the loss of wool. Beishame says that we kenas him since he stole this item, since he misappropriated it, he used it and he shouldn't have, he also has to pay for that wool. That's chaser. Yaser is the other way around. Let's say he got the sheep and it didn't have wool on it, and he was Shaleach Yad, and then later on it grew wool, he would have to pay for that added amount, for the extra value that the wool is. Again, this is just a kenas. However, Beis Hillel says, Kishasait saw, he only has to pay the value it was when he stole it, when he used it, when he was Shaleach Yad. And this extra, if you will, does not have to be paid for. And Rabbi Kiva says, Kishasat Tviya, he only has to pay the value it was when he's brought to Bezdin to actually discuss how much he has to pay, whatever value it currently is, that's how much he has to pay. Now we have a similar case, HaChayshiv L'Shaleach Yad B'Kadayin. All he did was think about stealing this thing that was given to him. Now he didn't just think about it, he also expressed it in front of Edim, I'm gonna steal this item, I'm gonna take it and use it for myself, but he didn't actually use it. Beishameh says chayiv. He's still chayiv if something happens to it. Beis Hillel says ene chayiv ad shishlach bayad. He's not chayiv until he's actually shaleach yad physically. Shenamar, because the pasuk says im lo shalach yad im lechas reyu. Now we have to explain in shitas Beis Hillel ketzad. What's the scenario of him being shaleach yad? How are we able to determine? Okay, it's considered like he stole it. So here the example the Mishnah gives is that he was watching a barrel of wine for his friend. Hitas achaves. Let's say he tilted the barrel. He left it where it was. He just tilted it a little bit. V'natali men revias, and he took a quarter of a leg of wine or vias, v'nishbra, and afterwards the barrel of wine broke, ein misham el revias, he only has to pay for the revias that he took, because that considered like he stole the entire thing. He stole a revias of wine, but he didn't actually steal the barrel, because he never picked it up, he never made a hagbah on it, he never made a kinyan. However, he could be of an otel men revias if he lifted up the barrel and he took a revias, and in this case it doesn't even have to be that he took any wine. By the mere fact that he picked up the barrel, that's considered stealing it, v'nishbra, and afterwards it broke, misham el mekula, he would have to pay for the entire thing, because that's considered stealing the entire thing. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parak Daled, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.